This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge Interviews, brought to you by Correlation.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Correlation Annual Hybrid Client Conference here in San Diego. That's a mouthful.
It is.
Well, we have the gentleman in here from ECU Technology. How are you guys?
We are doing awesome.
We have Matt Downing right here.
Yep.
Matt, how are you?
Matt Downing. I'm doing great.
Good.
This conference has been fantastic.
Yes, it is one of the highlights on the conference tour each year. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I echo your sentiment. And then Ethan Farrell, you were here last year.
I was
chatting with
yeah.
us. How are you, Ethan?
Yeah. Doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Any highlights
good to, be
to
back.
Share? Yeah, it's great. Thanks for revisiting as well. Yeah. Any highlights to share from this year's gathering?
You know, it's always a treat to come to the Correlation Conference. Everybody's excited to be here. It's exciting to see the growth of the core and,
no doubt.
You know, all the clients that are moving here. And we've had a lot of really great traffic come through, a lot of really great conversations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ethan, any highlights for you?
I think getting to see the new enhancements that Correlation is bringing on.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to learn about the new stuff coming.
And that was today, right? Mm-hmm. The coolness of Correlation or whatever.
Right.
There was a standing room only in the big room, I heard. So mm-hmm. a lot of exciting stuff coming down the turnpike. So share with us just really quickly, give us an elevator speech on ECU Technology. And then how do you guys work with Correlation?
Elevator speech. Yeah, absolutely. So ECU Technology is a CUSO. We're a CUSO First Service Credit Union. We've been around since 2015. We do in-branch and digital membership and loan originations.
Okay.
You know, and really our claim to fame is that we've got a fully automated process to do membership loan originations.
Mm-hmm.
But our platform is highly configurable. So each of our clients has a unique setup. Which mirrors their actual public website. So when a consumer is on their public website and they're looking at different products and they say, hey, I'm ready to apply, they click that apply button, they come over to our software, but it looks and it feels very similar
so
to the website.
So it's kind of a seamless transition, right?
Seamless, okay. Effortless transition,
cool.
Correct.
Cool. And then from there, they can apply for their loan. And so, I mean, everyone's looking for that. Every time I do a technology interview, speed is always kind of the name of the game. I'm sure you guys are well aware of that.
Absolutely,
so
yeah. Speed's the name of the game.
Yeah.
You want to automate as much as possible.
Yeah.
So helping the consumer fill out their application, anything that you can automate on the back end, of
mm-hmm.
course, they're going to want. You know, leveraging intelligent technologies as part of our workflow to mitigate risks and just facilitate the whole process.
So are we talking, when you say intelligent technologies, are we talking, dare I say, AI? Are we going down that road?
Absolutely, yeah. So we partner with a company called Socure.
It's the second time I've heard them at this conference. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, and their model is pretty intense. But you know, when you talk about digital interactions, it's extremely important that you're able to properly identify the person on the other end of the wire, right? Because if you don't have that level of trust, you're not going to be able to, you know, tune your auto decision model to optimize it, right? Because you're always going to want to put a set of eyes on it before that approval is made. With our software, we've leveraged and partnered with these companies to help our clients get to that 80-90% auto approvals.
Yep. And that's
auto decision, not
that.
Auto approval. We'll clarify there, auto decision.
Well,
and not all of them are up there.
Approval would be nice as well.
Yeah,
sure.
There's some that are less than that, of course, but you know, you couldn't get up to those numbers if you didn't partner with good data.
Well, and that works both ways, right? It works both for the member and for the credit union as well,
mm-hmm.
to make the process on both sides of the coin seamless and quick and fast and speedy and, oh, dare I say, secure as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. Ethan, anything else to add on that one? Or
Just always looking to add new features. So that's one thing that we do really well at is listening to clients and credit unions. And, you know, if they get a cool idea, we want to hear about it. We're always eager to code cool things in and new features. So we react really quickly to the changing landscape and adding those new features.
Well, and that's going to help other credit unions down the line, right?
Right, exactly.
When you guys have that type of feedback, it's like, okay, now the next credit union who signs with you guys is going to get that too. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
if there's I mean, if there's one cool idea that a credit union has, chances are another credit union has thought about it or talked about it, and so they definitely want to have that functionality.
So what are some of the trends you guys are seeing in this area? Because, I mean, obviously technology and business is moving so fast today, it's so hard to keep up. What are you guys seeing as far as trends go, especially in your kind of in your neck of the woods?
So obviously on the machine learning and the AI side, you know, data is paramount, and not just, you know, having the data, but you know, knowing how to use it to facilitate effortless transaction for consumers.
You know, being able to organize it, basically prioritize it, get rid of, because I've heard, you know, there's bad data, the good data, and
absolutely
there's all sorts of you guys know this way better than I do. there's so many divisions or categories of data out there that creators need to be aware of and take advantage of. So I'm sure you guys are well aware of that type of stuff. So where do you see the AI machine learning train going as far as lending and things like that? Where are we headed, like 12 months from now? The conversation is going to be completely different.
Yeah, so I think it's a lot of it's going to be focused around risk mitigation, you know, whether that be identifying people and, you know, making smarter decisions, approvals, things like that. I think that's where we're going to see a lot of growth.
Okay. What do you say, Ethan?
I would say also cross-selling and recommendations as far as what products. There's some credit unions out there that might have five different checking accounts for different types of people, different reasons, and so just using AI to figure out, okay, which one's going to be the best fit for you based on your information, your demographic.
It's going to be pretty exciting to see what's going to be happening here. Gosh, why did I say 12 months? Probably 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, it's probably less of a horizon than that.
Exactly. It's going to be happening so fast. All right, I want to bring it back to the conference here. So what do you guys want to take away from Correlation, from this year's conference, back to ECU technology and your clients? What are you guys hoping to take back to those folks?
Yeah, so we've got spent quite a bit of time with some prospects and with new folks coming up and visiting and, you know, sharing ideas and thoughts about the origination process and their pain points that they've seen, you know, with their existing partners. So of course, we're gonna take all that back to our product team and sit down and see how we can iterate our product, solve some of these problems that are out in the industry.
Yeah, because lending's, in my view, based on what I've heard out there, it's really going to kick into high gear late this year, definitely Q1, Q2 next year. So to have all your ducks in a row, what you guys are providing is probably a good plan.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Ethan, what about you?
I would just echo that. Yeah. I mean, taking those pain points and solving them, really. That's what we do, is we just solve problems.
Yep. So. Hit the ground running. Yep. All right, guys. Well, anything else to add to before I... Because we only have, what, 2 or 3 hours left to go, so we're home stretch.
That's right. Yep, we've got vendor hours coming up, so we better get back to it.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Terrific.
Appreciate the time, guys. Keep up the good work there. We have Matt Downing and Ethan Farrell from ECU Technology right here, dynamic duo. Well done, guys.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.